they haven't been getting the results they want on the field, but Team Manitoba softball players at the Canada Games in Niagara, Ont. say it's a great experience to test themselves against the top under -22 players from across the country. Northern Manitoba is well represented on the team, with one coach each from Crosslake and Norway House and several players from each community as well. They started out the right way with a win on August 16th, says coach David Muswagon of Crosslake, who previously coached softball at the 2017 Manitoba Games. That was followed by a loss in their second game that day and then an extra inning setback to Quebec to start the second day, a game in which Manitoba came back from 6-1 down to the tie the game. The whole event is a marathon, said Muswagon, with two games a day making keeping players fueled up and dealing with their injuries the top priorities. It's an all-out effort every game. Every game is a tough game. The thought of facing off against Canada's best players gave Henry Muchikekwinape of Norway House the butterflies while traveling to Niagara and waiting for the first game to begin, but once he got on the field, things settled down. You get all the nerves out right when you get into the warm-ups, he said. Although he rates his own play as pretty good for the most part, Muchikekwinape says you need to almost be perfect, pointing to the one-run loss to Quebec as an example. One error can kill us, he said. Canada Summer Games is nothing like res ball. You gotta be ready, mentally and physically. Nathan Berg of Crosslake says the squad wins or loses together. We all click like a band of brothers, he says. Personally, he was hoping that the offensive side of his game would catch up with his defense after their first four games. I'm doing good defensively, he says. But not my batting, not so good. I've got to pick that up. Meeting players from outside the city has been a big upside for Dylan Morden of Winnipeg. We're not doing the best or what we expected, but still having a super fun time and trying to battle through these games, he said, mentioning heat and humidity as big factors to contend with. I would have never met some of these guys that live up in Crosslake. I'm happy that I have. Coach Leslie McKay of Norway House knows that the memories his players make will be with them forever because he was a member of Manitoba's softball team in 2005. It's almost like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, he said. 80-90% of the guys that make this team will only have one opportunity to attend a games. I'm very grateful to be here and I'm sure every single athlete here to attend this tournament is very grateful for the opportunity. Not a lot of kids will get to see this kind of opportunity. The Canada Games and the male softball tournament both wrap up August 21.